They're done talking, but only for now. Elisa Brady, Fox News. Ukraine and Russia both sent officials to several rounds of talks in Belarus. Fox's Simon Owen has a live update.
Lisa, this first round of talks between Ukraine and Russia seeking to end the war has ended with no immediate agreements. Ukraine says the meeting focused on a possible ceasefire. Both countries say further talks could follow soon. But neither side appears to be backing down. There are new reports of huge explosions in Kyiv, while Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky is doubling down on seeking closer relations with the West. He signed an application today for his country to join the European Union. Lisa.
Thanks, Simon. President Biden holding a call with allies and partners on the war, including European leaders, the UK and Japanese prime ministers, and the NATO secretary general, in effort to coordinate the ongoing response to Russia's invasion, driven heavily by financial sanctions. A senior U.S. defense official says President Putin's move yesterday, putting his nuclear forces on alert, is still being analyzed. Russia accusing Ukraine of violence against its own citizens and a disinformation campaign against Russia.
Ukrainian nationalists are carrying out this violence. Social networks have training manuals about how to create fakes to taint our military operation.
The Russian ambassador to the UN, through a translator during an emergency General Assembly session, a draft resolution condemning Russia's invasion and demanding a withdrawal could get a vote on Wednesday. Soccer's governing body and its European Association just announcing that Russian teams will be suspended from all competitions until further notice. The White House is dropping its mask rule for fully vaccinated people. This on the eve of the president's State of the Union address and just days after new CDC guidance focusing more on hospitalization rates than case numbers. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Mask rules are also being updated in the U.S. Capitol building.
Face coverings are now optional on the House floor and around the U.S. Capitol complex. The decision was made by the Office of the Attending Physician after new recommendations and guidance from the CDC put the Washington, D.C. region and much of the rest of the country in a low-risk COVID category. It means lawmakers will not be required to wear masks for President Biden's State of the Union address tomorrow night. Members of Congress who violated the House masking requirements had been subject to fines. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The first trial over the Capitol riots getting underway in Texas with jury selection for the case against Wesley Reffitt. He's charged with several counts, including bringing a gun onto Capitol grounds, interfering with officers, and threatening his own kids if they reported him. More than 700 people have been charged over the riot. More than 200 have pleaded guilty. Hundreds of scientists are warning time is running out to save the planet in a new UN report.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres describing the report.
It is a necklace of human suffering and a damning indictment of failed climate leadership.
The scientists say we'll see more large fires in the western United States and Canada, flooding in downstream communities in Asia from melting of Himalayan glaciers and disease-carrying mosquitoes turning up in new areas of subtropical Asia. They say if global warming isn't limited to 1.5 degrees Celsius, Africa and southern Europe could see a dramatic increase in heat-related deaths, and in Central and South America, an increase in droughts, storms, and flooding could lead to waves of migration.
Fox's CJ Papa. Stocks turning lower. The Dow is now down more than 330 points. The NASDAQ also slipping down about 30. It was higher earlier. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.